Hello, hello, you're listening to I've Always Said That with your host Brad, and it's what season? It's awards season, my favourite season of the year. I don't actually know if it is awards season, but the Grammys have happened if you're living under a pop culture rock. The 67th annual Grammys Games, that's right, 2025, start of the year, Grammys, music, red carpet, awards, shows, performances, drama. What's the go? Let's get into it. I can't wait. I love looking at celebrities while the rest of us cry. What else is there to do? I don't know. Let's dive in, shall we? So obviously first we have the red carpet. They make their entrance. So first we've got Miss Taylor Allison Swift, and she's very pared back. I think the theme for this carpet is most people seem to be very subdued, I would say. Taylor's wearing a simple red short dress. She looks great. I will say she looks absolutely phenomenal, but it's very understated. Mm-hmm. So she's up for a few awards for the Tortured Poets Department. Does she win? Does she not? You probably already know, but if you don't, I'm gonna tell you later on. So stick around, Swifties. Then we have my babes, Charlie XCX, looking phenomenal in this grey, flowy, silver piece. It's very structured, but it has like lots of frills and everything around the shoulders. I love the deep V neckline. That looks great. She looks bored and over it, which I love. Very brat. I don't know if I like the shoes with it, like the black knee-high boots. I don't know if I would have gone for a different shoe, but in end, this is what I want. I want something big, a bit more grand for the Grammys, you know? Something a bit being like, I'm here to make my mark and leave an impression. So I like it. Good job, Charlie. We have Sabrina Carpenter in this beautiful baby blue piece, silk satin moment, just like me, what I'm wearing right now. Not blue, brown. But she looks stunning with feathers around the hips and then the train on the floor, a bit of a mermaid tail moment going. She looks stunning. I wouldn't really see her for this, but it works really well on her. And I think whoever designed this did a fucking stellar job. Then we have Chapel Roan. Oh, she looks gorgeous in this yellow color. She's got the blue, light blue gloves to accentuate, and she's got her signature white stamped face inspired by drag. She is a drag queen. Like, no argument about it. I love this yellow on her. It's giving that sunflower painting Van Gogh, but it's a vintage piece and she looks incredible. I love the vibrancy of it. I think a lot of people go for, you know, a bit laid back, a bit blacks, whites, browns, but the vibrancy when I get a strong hit of yellow and orange and then it's paired with this beautiful blue, I love it. I love it. She looks great. We also have on the carpet Billie Eilish, and her brother Phineas. Look, Phineas is just wearing a brown suit. I'm used to being disappointed by men, so this is nothing new. Billie goes for like simpler, baggier looks, but she just does it so well and she pulls it off really nicely. Some people can look a bit frumpy and a bit like low effort, but she's quite stylish in how she does it with the little hat she's got on and the small black glasses, like the John Lennon glasses. Got a little silver chain. I think she looks great. Yeah. Love it. We also have Miley Cyrus. Now, what's her hair doing? Her hair's kind of got like a chop at the front. Like she's got the fringe and then side parts, but it's like chopped. I don't know. I'm not a hairdresser, but it's interesting. She's wearing like a black, very, very simple leather. Looks leather, vinyl, not vinyl sort of dress. It's very, very fine. I'd expect something a little bit more hardcore from Miley, but hey, she still looks lovely. So, cute. Now we have Lady Gaga. Ooh, Lady Gaga is getting gothic again. You know good shit's happening. Also, Gaga just happened to drop not only a new song during the Grammys, but also a new music video for Abracadabra. Oh, go listen. It's so good. Go watch the visual. It's like reminiscent of original Gaga. Like she's doing weird shit again and I love it. So it's very, very gothic, very like stoic looking, very dramatic. That's what I want to see from Gaga and what she does really well. So I'm getting excited. We also on that carpet have Miss Cardi B, and I love what she's wearing. I think she looks really, really cool. She looks beautiful. Her face is gorgeous. This kind of gold and black number, and she's got this train of feathers. Usually, I think sometimes feathers can look really cheap if they're not executed right. Oh, look at me looking like I know what I'm talking about, but I do not. I think it looks beautiful. I love the way it follows and it blends into the dress really nicely. It's not just like a hard cut off, and her body looks great. So 10 out of 10 for Cardi. We have Shaboozy. Shaboozy looks really cool. I'm usually like, obviously got low expectations for the men on these sort of events, but Shaboozy looks awesome. Got to give him props. I think it was, someone said Diesel was the brand he was wearing. I don't really care what the brand is, but he looks amazing. You got to go see him. He looks hot. Love it. Victoria Monet in this lovely gown sort of thing. It's like a light, light mint green. I think it would look really, really good if it was like slightly deeper green, but she looks absolutely stunning in it. Kind of like a flowy cape moment. That's kind of sheer face, beautiful hair pulled back into a high pony. Classic, gorgeous. We love. Heidi Klum's there. I'm sure there's a reason why she's there, but I don't know what that reason might be. Ignorance is bliss. I do like this. Kind of like a silver, almost skeletal, I would say. I do actually like it. Kind of dripping diamonds sort of vibe. She looks hot. Good on you, Heidi. Shakira. Gold orange. Yeah. Orange sort of bodysuit, but then it's got this sheer lace mesh. Do they all mean the same thing? Over thing over it, and it's the trains behind her glistening, and it's just looks gorgeous. I really like it. Shakira's stunning. She's so beautiful. I don't think she gets enough cred. Paris Hilton is also there because she's a musical icon. Don't you throw dirt on her name. It's kind of giving a gold version of what Heidi Klum was wearing, but like less skeletal, more star. So it's like got those crisp lines of diamond looking shininess. She got sunglasses on. I hate the sunglasses. Take the sunglasses off. If you're going to do it, be a whole vibe of like not giving a fuck, and it doesn't really match the outfit, in my opinion. But she's still gorgeous. Love it. Love the glove. Like the shoe. And the man she's with is wearing a black suit. Like, grow up. Benson Boone looks like he's taking his sixth grade photo. I like the suit. It's very simple. It's nicely done. It's slightly different from just like a classic boring suit, but it's still just like, Benson, I know you can give us so much more. Give me more, please. Alicia Keys looks like she's wearing a headband, headphone jewelry thing with like these massive earring pieces. And I'm not really a fan. I don't know what she's going for. And then she's got this like massive matching corset that matches the head jewelry. It's not my thing. She's very gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of this look, Miss Alicia Keys. Gracie Abrams giving us nunnery. But like nunnery in a good way. Like I really like it. She's kind of got like a, not a veil, it doesn't cover the face, but like a head thing. I'm really good with my words, if you haven't noticed. And she looks very demure, very lovely. I love that she's got shoes on, but ones, they're kind of different colours. And she's just like, I don't know, she looks kind of mysterious, and I'm really vibing it. It's a very simple, like, cream sort of dress, but it works. I think it really works. I think the veil thing kind of takes it to the next level and gives it that level of interest that some people need. Cynthia Erivo's there, and she's got her signature nails on. I love her nails. They're always so intricate and beautiful. She's got this very deep V that goes down to her waist, but then she's got like a silver chest piece underneath. I feel like that's like a signature style for her, and she wears it really well. She's always accessorized to the gods, and she's got, once again, a beautiful face. I love her signature bald head. Icon, legend. Yes, Cynthia. We love. Olivia Rodrigo is also walking the Grammys red carpet. And it's giving Kendall Jenner or Kylie. Maybe if Kendall and Kylie had a baby, it's giving this Olivia Rodrigo look. Like the dress she's wearing, is giving them, and it's very reminiscent of that sort of vibe. Black cutouts. She looks good, but I don't know. I just don't think it's very Olivia. But who? What do I know? Then we also have the Smith family. So Will, Jaden, and Willow are walking the carpet. And yeah. Will is giving us marching band. They're all wearing black. So like I get they're all kind of referencing each other in a way. They're all wearing black. Will is wearing a marching band jacket. That's the vibe that's giving. Jaden is wearing like a plain black tux with a house on his head. It's just like a black house. I don't really understand what's going on. I'm very confused. I wonder if he's confused, if he was told to do this and he was just like, okay, sure. It's very interesting, but hey, it gets people talking. Any press is good press. Willow looks gorgeous. She looks really beautiful. She's got this huge black coat on with this two-piece sparkling moment underneath. She looks really good. I like it. We have Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Chrissy is wearing a very sheer, structured gown. Looks really good on her. Black. Simple, but also has that little flair because of the sheer and like the structure of the corset top. John's wearing a suit. It's nice. It's a nice suit, but nothing to go rave home about. Troy Sivan looks amazing. Best dressed of the males tonight. He looks phenomenal. It's this purple, lilac, grey, blue moment. It's all very sheer. Like, I think his suit jacket is almost like organza or tulle or something and just layered. And it looks beautiful. His button up is like just sheer button up underneath and he's wearing these beautiful silk, blue, purple pants. I think he looks amazing. I would wear this. I would be lucky to wear this. I love this. Kanye and his wife, Bianca, is it? Walk the runway. Kanye looks like Kanye always does. And poor Bianca is wearing this massive black coat. And then she takes it off. And she is wearing, technically next to nothing underneath. It's like a piece of clear plastic over her body. So she's standing there fully nude on the Grammys red carpet. Now, there was a rumor that they were asked to leave the venue at the Grammys, which was later debunked. So apparently what happened was, allegedly, they showed up, walked the carpet, she got naked on the carpet, and then left on their own accord. Okay, like, why show up and put her through that? Surely she's not wanting to do that. I don't, unless they're just a perfect match. They both just think like crazy. I don't know. All right, now, getting into the performances of the night. There's so many performances, obviously, Grammy Music Awards. Duh, what do you expect? So I'm not going to cover all of them, but I'm going to cover my highlights, okay? So in order of performances, first up was Billy and her brother Phineas singing Birds of a Feather. Gosh, she's got such a beautiful voice. They complement each other really well. He was singing and playing guitar. And I was like, oh, are they just going to stand there and sing? But I did really like it. It was a nice start, like first opening performance of the show. Like they had a very natural landscape. They were standing in like rocky, grassy terrain. And then behind them was like a screen of a mountain range. But then they also had photos flashing up where the background of the photo matched the mountain range. So it was very cool. It was very cool to watch. And Birds of a Feather is obviously a lit song. So love. We also then had Sabrina Carpenter singing a mashup of Espresso and Please, 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 both Grammy nominated at this year's awards. She is a performer. Like, she knows what she's doing. She knows how to handle herself on stage. She has comedic moments. She looks amazing. She's kind of giving like a jazz vibe at the start, and she's like putting a jazz spin on her music, and then it gets into like the regular, and she's mashing up both. She reveals the sequined blue bodysuit. That's another thing. Powder blue baby. I can't even speak. Powder blue is definitely a trend this Grammy show. I think lots of people are wearing it and it looks amazing. I was really enjoying this performance. Sabrina killed it. Absolutely love. We also had Chapel Roan at her debut Grammys Awards singing Pink Pony Club. Now, I love Chapel Roan. I think she is absolutely incredible. I think what she does and how she conducts herself is amazing and really is a beacon in the music industry and who's not scared to shake it up a bit. Saying that, I wanted more from this performance. It was just the one song. I really would have loved if she mixed a couple, at least one other song in there. But it was high production. She's on a massive horse. She's got lots of background dancers, which are clowns. But yeah, I just wanted a little bit more because I have so much love for her and I just want to see all the songs that she's ever written all in one go, you know? And I'm sure that would be a lot, but she did kill what she gave, so good on you, Chappelle, Rowan. Then we also had like a amalgamation of quite a few of the artists that were nominated for Best New Artist perform. So it started with Benson Boone sitting in the crowd and he pulls out a mic and starts singing. And he's just wearing like a plain black tux. And then Heidi Klum and Nikki Glaser like rip a half off each, and then he rips off the pants and he's wearing this very, very tight blue spandex outfit, which I guess you would be more Benson Boone-esque, which is what I would say. Then he runs up on stage and does his performance and everything. Great voice. He's got an amazing voice. But I saw a meme on the internet because he was doing like front flips and back flips all over the stage. And he's like, it's giving Fergie at Good Morning America, like, oh. It was just a bit like chaotic, you know? Then up next was Doechii. Oh my God. This performance, spoiler alert, was my favorite performance of the night. It blew everyone else out of the water, especially the other artists that all performed together. She just absolutely killed it. Everyone was screaming for her. She had production, she had dancers, she had reveal outfits. It was just crazy, absolutely crazy. Get your bread, get your coins. You deserve everything. She excites me. I'm not much of a rap person, but I'm drawn to her and I love her music. So I'm excited to see what else she's going to bring. Teddy Swims also performed. Great voice. He was very simple performance, stood there, sang his song, but it was beautifully done. You know what you'd expect from Teddy Swims and his big song. Shaboozy also sung a bar song, Tipsy, you know, obviously what you'd know. Great performance. Nothing of note. I think just after Doechii, and especially because this group was one after the other with no break in between, it was just like, I'm still thinking of Doechii, you know? And then Ray closed out this little performance group. And I don't know a lot about Ray, but oh my God, her vocals did kind of shook me a little bit. Like, she was gorgeous. It was really beautiful. I would suggest if you hadn't, go check out Ray. I think she's reminiscent of Adele, her vocal tones. So I think she's got a big future coming up in the industry, you know? So keep an eye on her. We also had Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga perform together. And I was obviously expecting them to perform Die With A Smile, their massive hit of the year, which is nominated for multiple Grammy Awards as well. But instead they performed California Dreamin', you know, all the leaves are brown. And I'm like, okay. Sure, why? Like, I'm sure they said why, but I was just too in shock to really let that sink in. And at the start, Lady Gaga is like swaying, doing her thing, and it's like weird, Gaga's back, something's happening, something's brewing. She's looking weird, but looking hot. We love. She excites me. We also have The Weeknd perform a mashup of Cry For Me and Timeless. Once again, big production. I don't know how they get all this sorted, like these stages and dances. I'm like, are they all the same dancers, like performing for each people? Or is it like one dancer per group sort of thing? Because that'd be a lot to memorize and I'd be scared. But it's like very laser-esque show, technology driven, really, really cool looking. And he has a great voice as well. So we love. Shakira also performed. And she's just absolutely killer. And I haven't really listened to any recent Shakira songs, but I was like kind of skipping through it at first and I was like, no, let's watch it. And it was very like modern-esque. It almost had like a club vibe to it. And I really liked it actually. Like, I had no idea what the fuck she was saying, but it was awesome. So yes, Shakira. There's obviously been new songs since then. Then to close out the performances of the night, we have the one and only, it's Charlie, baby. Charlie XCX doing Von Dutch and Guess. She's just like an enigma of talent. She's so amazing. I am biased. I love Brat. I love Charlie. I think she's so incredible. She starts out like not even in the building. She's in the car park walking down the driveway with like a glass of wine in her hands. And she has a rave in like the storage area or the loading dock or something. And she looks awesome. Then she comes out on the stage. There's all these backup dancers having a rave on stage. And there's underwear like being shot out of cannons almost, like constantly flying through the air. And there's just underwear lying everywhere, like because you want to guess the color of my underwear. It was great. Very entertaining. And I'm... It was perfect performance to round out the night at the Grammys. It was increds, totes increds. Yuck. So, let's just like, let's get through these awards. There's so many, I didn't realize how many awards there were at the Grammys. It is crazy. So they obviously can't announce them all at the show on the night. So they do a couple before and everything. So let's just get through. I'm going to do the big four at the end, so stick around for that. But let's get through a couple of the other big awards that were announced during the show and also before. So we've got Best Dance Electronic Music Album to my girl Charlie XCX for Brat. Absolutely deserved. Killer. Best Pop Solo Performance went to Sabrina Carpenter for Espresso. And I think that is absolutely correct. Espresso was the song of the summer. Even if it did get overplayed, the radios were playing it. Everyone was playing it on Spotify all the time. You can't deny that it was probably the biggest, if one of the biggest, if not the biggest song of the year. It was crazy. Best rock performance went to the Beatles for Now and Then. They apparently used AI for the members that aren't with us anymore to like create a song. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, yes, it's awesome. Like, the Beatles are obviously a legendary band, but we're going to start bringing AI into music creation and going up against people. Okay. Interesting. Best country duo slash group performance went to Beyonce featuring Miley Cyrus for Most Wanted off the Cowboy Carter album. Beyonce was nominated for, I think it was 11 nominations, which makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. Like, isn't that crazy? It shows you like how incredible of a performer she is. Best Dance Pop Recording went to It's Charlie Baby for XCX. Charlie XCX for Von Dutch. Well deserved once again. I was obviously holding out for Troy, but I'm glad if it didn't go to Troy, it went to Charlie. So good on you, Charlie. Good on you, Charlie. Best R&B song went to SZA for Saturn. I love SZA. I wish that would have been presented on the night so I could have watched that. Best Rap Album. The award was presented by Cardi B, who has won the award before. And the winner is Alligator Bites Never Heal by Doechii. Oh my God, the crowd goes wild. Only the third woman after Lauryn Hill and Cardi B to ever win this award. And the look on her face is just absolutely incredible. She's in tears. Everyone's so excited. Like, she is just so spectacular, and I think it was well deserved, and everyone's reaction showed that, like how exciting for her, and it's just going to absolutely launch her so far into her career. It's so good to see. And she also released a song during the Grammys after she won. So she had a song ready to go for when she won that kind of quotes Kanye's, "What happens if I didn't win? I guess you'll never know." And it's like, I guess you never, and she goes into it and it's great. Go for good of a listen, Nosebleeds by Doechii, iconic. Okay, Best Country Album. This one, very controversial in the country community, went to Cowboy Carter by Beyonce. Look, I'm not the biggest country person, so I don't know any of the other music that went up in this category. I know Kacey Musgraves was obviously there. She's amazing. But the Cowboy Carter album, I think, is amazing. It's such a detailed piece of artwork coming together. And during Beyonce's speech, she said a really good point of genre is almost used as a word to keep an artist in a box. And I really like that comparison. I think that's really cool. And it's like, yeah, fuck it up. Like, everyone used to think as Taylor is just a country artist. And now she's obviously all over the place doing so many different incredible things. So it's like, why can't she? Very controversial. There was lots of things going on online and not just about that one. So We'll get to that. So, first up, we have Record of the Year, and there's also Song of the Year as part of the Big Four. I always get confused, but according to the Grammys, simply put, Record of the Year deals with a specific recording of a song and recognizes not only artists, but producers and engineers who contribute to that recording, while Song of the Year deals with the composition of a song and recognizes the songwriters who wrote the song. So slightly different, but similar in essence, I would say. Yeah? Yeah. So, Record of the Year, I'll go through the nominees. Nominees were Now and Then, The Beatles, Texas Hold'em, Beyonce, Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter, 360, Charlie XCX, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Good Luck Babe, Chappell Roan, and Fortnite, Taylor Swift. If I was picking Record of the Year, I probably would have gone... I've heard all of them except Now and Then by The Beatles. Ooh, I don't know if that's controversial. Don't come for me. I mean, out of bias, I would have given it to 360 by Charlie. I think that's an incredible record. The way it's put together is amazing. So much fun, so different, so out there. The award did go to Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. Great. I think it's a cool song. It's not right up my alley, but I know the song... Awesome. Thoughts? Who did you think would win? Who would you have your money on? Song of the Year. The nominees are A Bar Song, Tipsy, Shaboozy, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga, and Bruno Mars, Fortnite, Taylor Swift, Good Luck Babe, Chappell Roan, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar, Please Please Please, Sabrina Carpenter, and Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. Who would I have gone with? Song of the Year. I really thought Die With a Smile was gonna win. I wanted Good Luck Babe to win by Chappell, but neither were correct because, take a sweep of these two, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar won again. Iconic, huge song. If I was Drake right now, oh, I would be pissed. This is the song that was like he wrote when Drake and him were feuding. So Drake would be embarrassed. I would be if I was Drake. Embarrassing. All right, Best New Artist. It's always exciting. I love Best New Artist. Sometimes they just give it to some random and I'm like, I don't know who that is. And then we never hear from them again. But lots of people recently, the recent winners are like Victoria Monet, Olivia Rodrigo, Megan Thee Stallion, I think Dua Lipa won at once. So heaps of big, huge names. So the nominees for Best New Artist are Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Kragbin, forgive me if I pronounce that wrong, Ray, Chappell Roan, Shaboozy, and Teddy Swims. Now, I think, look, the winner to me is so obvious. She had such a big year. My pick would have been Chappell Roan, and the winner was Chappell Roan. She just absolutely killed it last year, skyrocketing into fame, her music absolutely taking off. She had one of the biggest crowds in Lollapalooza, maybe even festival history. I think it was 110,000 people came to see her. Crazy. Also, she had a great acceptance speech as well when she called out record labels, saying that they need to support the artists when they're just starting out with a livable wage and healthcare, which so real and not something that you might always think about. You think as music artists as big and successful, but when you're starting out, it'd be so hard to crack into that career and you need support to live. So good on her. She says, record labels, we got you, but do you got us? I love Chappell. She's just so honest and open and she don't give a fuck about what people think. She's going to say the truth and what she speaks and speak up for what's right. So yes, Chappell, I'm so happy you won that. Now, probably arguably the biggest award of the night, Album of the Year. Always controversial. So the nominees are New Blue Sun, Andre 3000, never heard of it, Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter, Brat, Charlie XCX, Jesse Volume 4, Jacob Collier, never heard of it, Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, Chappell Roan, The Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift holds the record for most wins in this category with 4, I believe. So she would have broken her own record if she wins this one. Beyonce, as one of the most awarded Grammys recipients ever, she has never won this category. I would have given this... God, there's a lot of good options in there. I would have given it to Brat, to be honest, but I think I am obviously biased. My favorite album of the year, I would say. However, the winner was Cowboy Carter. And the crowd goes absolutely wild. Everyone jumps up. They're so ecstatic for Beyoncé. She is shook to the core. She wasn't really expecting it. But I think it is an awesome album. Now, this has also caused a lot of controversy online. Mainly between Cowboy Carter and Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish. Saying that there's just absolutely no comparison between the two. But there's arguments for both sides. Like, I think Billie has a couple really strong songs for that album that are arguably so, you know, not arguably, what's the opposite of arguably? That are just so beautiful and so well written and so well performed. But I think Cowboy Carter as a package is just amazing and a really incredible piece of work. People have also been bringing up streaming numbers and sales, saying all the other albums just absolutely blow Cowboy Carter out of the water, which I get, like, that, I don't know if that's taken into it. Another thing, when they announce every award, they were like, as voted for by the 13,000, or what was it, 1,300 members of the Grammy voting committee, the winner is, and I'm like, okay, so it's obviously, well, I knew it wasn't fan voted, but it's voted for these people. And now there's all these theories going around. It's like, it's just producers and people high up in the music industry patting each other on the back. Like, yeah, I'll vote for you in this if you vote for me in this. And I wonder if it is like that, if they all just get together and it's like, who should we vote for? I would love to get in behind the scenes of who people are voting for. That would be really interesting. And now I know you obviously have to submit yourself for these things, but then they choose. Do they vote on the nominees or do they only vote for the winner? Anyway, what do you think on the Grammys this year? I think it was quite fun. The red carpet was a bit lackluster. I think the performance was really good, and there were also a couple great award moments in the show. So I really enjoyed it. Let me know your thoughts. Send them through. Remember to like, comment, share, subscribe, share with your friends. Leave positive feedback. If it's negative, leave that shit in the past. Follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. This has been I've Always Said That with your host, Brad. Love you. Bye.